The Biden administration is nearing the end of its term and faces a tight timeline to use the remaining $5.6 billion in military aid allocated for Ukraine. According to senior Defense Department officials, it is unlikely all the funds can be utilized to deliver munitions and other supplies to the battlefield before President-elect Donald Trump assumes office next month. An additional $1.2 billion under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which allows Kyiv to purchase weapons directly from defense manufacturers, is expected to be spent before the transition. Meanwhile, the administration plans to continue sending weapons and supplies under the Presidential Drawdown Authority, a process that allows transfers from Pentagon stockpiles without waiting for new defense contracts. However, officials indicate a significant portion of the $5.6 billion will likely remain unused and could be available for the incoming administration. The Trump administration's stance on military aid to Ukraine remains unclear. Trump has expressed skepticism about ongoing U.S. support for Ukraine and proposed ending the war within 24 hours if elected. He has not provided detailed plans on how he intends to achieve this. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has outlined a potential strategy allowing Russia to retain seized Ukrainian territory. Analysts interpret this as a potential reduction in U.S. involvement in Ukraine's defense efforts. Ukraine, however, has repeatedly stated it will not accept any peace agreement that allows Russia to keep Ukrainian territory. As the Biden administration concludes its term, Ukraine continues to seek assurances of U.S. support amidst the ongoing conflict and the uncertainty surrounding the incoming administration's policies.